Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the daily country for ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Now, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor William Rawlinson. He's a senior medical virologist and the director of virology at Southeastern Sydney and Illawarra Health Service. And talking about pasteurisation inactivates COVID-19 virus in human milk, a new research shows. On the line, Professor William, very good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Trevor?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Paint a picture. I hate to use the phrase, but please explain. Pasteurisation inactives COVID-19 virus in human milk. Please.
So I guess when this whole pandemic thing started, we were concerned that people might be worried about breast milk because, you know, breast is best, and we all know that
of course, it
grows kids up really well, of course. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that people were concerned that bank breast milk, so some mothers who can't give breast milk to their babies, take it from a milk, what they call a milk bank, where other mothers have donated. And there was a possibility people would be worried that maybe COVID-19 could be transmitted in that way. So we did some experiments in the lab, and we showed that it can't be transmitted in that way. And we thought that was an important message to get out for people. Yeah.
Very important. I mean, we're talking about precious cargo, our little babies, and so very important. I mean, the number one juice for babies is the human milk from the mother, and it's great to hear that that research, since the research shows that it cannot be transmitted by a mother to a baby, yes?
Really important, and I guess it also gives us the opportunity, exactly as you say, say again, it's really important that breast milk gets to babies because it grows them up big and strong, and that the reality is that some people get worried, and you know, some mothers can't breast milk, it can't breastfeed, it just happens.
Sure.
And so these banks of breast milks are around the country in regional areas and cities everywhere, and the breast milk goes through a process of pasteurisation, which is basically just raising the temperature a little bit,
exactly,
and that kills any of the germs or whatever's there, including viruses, and makes it safe for babies, yeah.
And that is just probably explains how we'd like the phrase we use is how deadly the human body is, the human anatomy. I mean, it does its job, doesn't it? It tackles, it's a vaccine for a lot of viruses, a lot of diseases as such, but especially for our little babies, because panic stations has come about since February, since COVID-19 visited this world of ours and puts us in this situation that we were sort of always in the back of our mind, especially women worry about or breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and what you say is quite true. The body's a very clever thing, and you've got to remember, you know, nearly everybody, fortunately, gets better from COVID-19, and it's unfortunate that the sort of people who might be at risk, you know, are very little babies, people with underlying conditions like cancer, but it's interesting. It is a bit different to flu, because what we're seeing is the babies seem to be pretty good, whereas it's the elderly who seem to do not so well.
Yes.
And it's also Aboriginal people who are not as old. So at a younger age, they're sort of acting in the same way as older Australian population. So we think it's a really important message that...
Very, you know, important message.
Very old, very young, really, you know, protect those people around you. And what we hope is, like you say, at the moment we're relying on the body to fight it out. But what we hope is there'll be a vaccine available in the next, you know, 6 to 12 months.
Exactly,
and
yes.
Those
fingers
groups
crossed.
Are going to be really important. Yeah, yeah, fingers crossed.
Exactly. So, Professor William, you are saying thumbs up, a green light for our beautiful mothers out there to continue breastfeeding with our babies, with our youngs, yes?
Absolutely. We don't want to worry them. What we want to say is, you know, be strong, keep doing what you're doing, and don't worry about that. Of course, what we also say is if people think they might be at risk of COVID-19 or something, get a test. You know,
yes.
Mothers, kids, babies, the tests are freely available. They don't cost anything. And if you are worried, you know, if you've been in contact or if you've got a sniffle and you think you might be at risk, then get a test. And it's an easy test. It doesn't cost anything. And it protects your family. It protects the older people in your family, as well as the younger ones. But, yeah, breast milk's a great thing for babies.
Good advice. Thank you very much for sharing and beautiful research. All the best to you, Professor William. Take care.
Great to talk to you. Thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yonder. Professor William Rawlinson, Senior Medical Virologist and the Director of Virology at South Eastern Sydney and Illawarra Health Service. And after research has found, new research has found pasteurisation inactive COVID-19 virus in human milk. So all the beautiful mothers out there, if you are breastfeeding, continue to breastfeed. If you're a mother-to-be, breastfeeding is okay and it's the best liquid on planet Earth for a beautiful special cargo, which is our baby. So keep feeding the beautiful milk. Have you say, Mob Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. And that daily number here is 1-800-422-416. You are yarning with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And National Talk Black is 1 hour program come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give me a call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. See the people getting off, another trip is done, but the summer's just beginning on a southbound run. You can see the people further on, looking up the line, knowing that it's never late and right on time. As the train's leaving Alice with its engines geared slow, there's people standing either side with cameras in a row. The conductor takes the tickets from the people in the train, making sure that everybody's playing by the game. This train is a household name. Cover a trail through this land like a pioneer. It's carried everybody in this country up and down this land. This train with a household name is known as the Gang. Like a long silver bullet, see it rolling in the sun. The driver's got the hammer and a boy's having fun. There's cattle on the tracks, but there's no stopping here. I gotta get to Adelaide and now I'm getting in. The passengers are looking out the windows at the towns as the train rolls closer to the city where it's bound. The carriages sway as the engines pull near to the railway station. This train is a household name, its history's here. Its tracks carve a trail through this land like a pioneer. It's carried everybody in this country up and down this land. This land, this train with a household name is known as the Gang.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
True and correct. It is National Talk Black. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And your host is the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and taking you right through 12 noon Queensland time, 11:19 here in sunny North Queensland. Hope you're travelling well, you mob, and we are still in the pandemic, so please abide by the rules. That's the only medicine we got at this point in time regarding COVID-19, and that is constantly washing your hands and keeping practicing social distance. It's 1.5 metres away from other people. Wear a mask if you need to. If you don't need to leave home, stay at home, and that's what we need to do. If you're feeling flu-like symptoms, go and get tested. They are free of charge, and you can also do a drive-through without going into the doctors as such. But do what you need to do. Keep yourself safe, and we will overcome this together, as the phrase they've been saying. We are all in this together, so do what you need to do to keep it all strong there, you mob. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Tall Black, 1-800-422-416, and take it right through 12 noon Queensland time. Enjoy the yarns here, enjoy the music, all First Nation people. Yarn Up Strong here on our Diddley Radio Murray station across the nation. Thanks to NERS.
Para el ballo in Aja for a while al jalla Kalaluyano Willia Maranyana Kora sacando en a mí. Cuando ya maraca. Por en de ñango. Por en ambayo. Cuando ya.
Yeah, Jimmy Langton there, and that's Nora Walajar, and that's My Country here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. First Nation radio stations, big shout out to all the networks across this beautiful country of ours, and we deliver all our stories, all our yarns from the First Nations point of view. And like I said, a lot of yarns we do have on First Nation radios is not on mainstream radio, so a very powerful vehicle tool it is, so do drive it. They say, drive it like you stole it. Shut up. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Looking at the NRL results over the weekend, on Thursday night, we had the Rabbitohs, a flog annihilated the Eels, 38 points to nil. The Titans had a win over the St. George Dragons, 14 points to 10. The Broncos got walloped by Roosters, 58 points to 12. And then also the Newcastle Knights got flogged as well by Warriors, 36 points to 6. A big shout out to Tamworth there, been hosting the Warriors, and they thought they'd return the favour by winning on home turf there. And so the other score is 28 points to 12. The Sharks got up over the Cowboys, and then the Panthers up against the Tigers, 30 points to 6. Panthers won away with the winners there. Storms defeated the Manly Sea Eagles, 30 points to 6. And then the Raiders defeated the Bulldogs, 34 points to 20. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're coming to you live. This is the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, Bumabipra. Now, COVID-19 surge in number of cash-strapped Australians looking to quit smoking. We're going to catch up a yarn now with James Davis from Shosha, spokesperson for Shosha, and explain the situation there. On the line, we've got James. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So imports of nicotine-based vapour products have surged as cash-strapped Australians caught up in the lockdown look to quit smoking, according to new data.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, mate. Corona attacks your lungs. The worst thing possible for your lungs is smoking cigarettes, so yes. People are looking for a healthier alternative.
All right, fantastic. And so for our listeners out there and for a man who doesn't smoke, explain to me how it all works in regard to the nicotine-based vapour products that you guys have.
So e-juice is very, very simple, mate. It's usually only four ingredients. There's propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, a flavour and nicotine. The first three ingredients can be found in, like, majority of the food products you consume, like tomato sauce, for example, we'll have at least three of those, not nicotine. And the only thing that is banned in Australia is the nicotine component.
Okay, fantastic. So for people who want to, give up smoking and find it hard, a nicotine-based vapor product is the next thing.
Nicotine-based vapor products are the easiest way to quit smoking.
Yes.
Myself smoked for 5 years. Terrible, terrible habit. So, totally addicted. I got a vape. I gave up within 3 weeks.
Fantastic. And what are we looking at regarding costs?
So a 30 mil of e-juice, which is the equivalent in a low-output device, the equivalent to about 13 packs of 20 cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
and that would be around like $25 to $30 Australian.
Yep. So you're saving money as well?
Yeah, well, it's about 10% the cost
mm-hmm.
of smoking cigarettes.
And with the lockdown across Australia and New Zealand because of COVID-19, you find that, cash-strapped Australians, money's tight, so looking at cheaper ways of inhaling smoke, so to speak, yep.
Well, money's tight across the board, mate. Everyone's trying to do something to either save money or save their health.
Yes.
And vaping is the best way to do both.
Oh, fantastic. So that's the message going out there to the mob out there. If you want to quit smoking, then try the nicotine-based vaping products, and it'll save you a bit of coin as well. Can you hear me, James? No, I lost James. James Davis, as his name is. He's the spokesperson for Shosha, and Shosha is a company in New Zealand, largest retail of electronic cigarettes, is reporting a significant surge in online sales to Australia since a lockdown in Victoria began. So there it is. So that is a way of cutting back on nicotine, which is no good for you. And if you find it hard to stop the smoking, then look, try that. And then later on from that, wean off it altogether. You know, is stop smoking, give you another 10, 15 years on planet Earth and save you a lot of money as well. Have your say, Jan Armstrong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Spirits cry out, voices of the old people, listen little one. Do you feel bulimia? Outback children, outback children, outback children, outback children. Old people of the tribal grounds, the spirits inside you. Listen to them cry. Don't forget your old people ties to the land. Our people, our brothers, don't forget. Understand. Understand. We'll be right back.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, to Delhi, drive it like you stole it. Here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black, have your say, 1-800-422-416. We're live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we're going across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Jan Armstrong here across the nation, new mob. And that Delhi number again, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM, a powerful tool. Yeah, to the ball ground, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, your host, taking you right through 12 noon Queensland time. Okay, we're going to catch up with Yana, Professor Jeremy Moss, Professor of Political Philosophy, University of New South Wales, Sydney researcher, warns of climate change impact on New South Wales mining industry, coal-led COVID-19. On the line there, we've got Professor Jeremy. Professor Jeremy, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. You're stating, you warned that the New South Wales mining industry's coal-led COVID-19 recovery proposal would increase greenhouse gas emissions by levels greater than the combined 2018 emissions of Germany, France and the United Kingdom. It's not a trophy we want, true?
That's right. So they've proposed that there be 21 new or extended coal projects in New South Wales as a way of trying to get us out of the COVID recession. And I wanted to draw attention to the enormous increase in emissions that these projects would produce if they were to go ahead. And the figures you've just quoted are correct. It's sort of a global and country level.
Well, what I'm picking up there is keep focus on the right hand, but don't know what the left hand's doing. I mean, they're trying to, trying to pull the wool over our eyes. Let's have more mining industries start work here, but then it creates and greenhouse gas emissions. It increases it, doesn't it?
Look, it increases it a great deal, and I think the sort of sleight of hand that they get away with here is that these emissions will very often be caused when say, a coal is shipped from, say, the Hunter Valley to Japan or Korea or China, and the emissions get counted in the budgets of those countries, not in Australia.
Yes.
But I think that we are still responsible, Australia, is still responsible for having, got these projects off the ground, if that's the case, and developed the coal. That puts us in the hot seat, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you're looking at an industry that creates employment, but it is a business and makes millions and millions of dollars, but at what cost to Mother Nature, to planet Earth?
Yeah, well, look, firstly, it's an industry that doesn't create many jobs. So there's only about 35,000 direct jobs in coal in the whole country. So more people work at, say, Bunnings or something like that than work in the coal industry. So per dollar invested, it's not a big employer. It may not make much money in the future because the price for coal, particularly thermal coal, is declining. Yes. So this is a... an industry that doesn't have good prospects. But you're completely right. It's the cost to the environment, whether you see that as the climate or the big costs that come from having to rehabilitate these mines, which can run into billions of dollars. And I just don't think these companies are prepared to stump up the cash to make sure that's going to happen.
Well, exactly. And if we're talking about figures, the figures doesn't weigh up in regards to, increasing greenhouse gas emissions. That's what it weighs up. It brings in more gas, greenhouse, and so emissions. So it needs to be cut.
Yeah, they need to be cut, and they need to be cut drastically. And opening new coal mines is not the way to do it.
Yes.
And what I've tried to highlight in this briefing note is that the emissions that would be produced if these mines would go ahead would be like adding another 175 million Australians for a year. So it's that kind of increase that they're proposing, which is just ludicrous when we face
Exactly. Professor, with your findings as such, you take this information, who do you take it to? You know, like a member of parliament? Who speaks with this information in regard to the fight?
Well, look, we're partly reliant on kind souls like yourself to have us on radio programs and so on, so we can reach a larger audience.
Yes.
But we do send it out to various politicians and so on. It's just that, you know, the major parties, Labor and Liberal, they're very much in favour of exporting coal.
Dollars.
Dollars, that's right, and because of the various interest groups that have an impact on their thinking, they've both got terrible policies on particularly exported coal.
Yes.
So it can be very hard to get a hearing.
There you go. Well, we're having our yarn here on National Talk Black and First Nation people across the country about protecting Mother Earth and protecting our big island. Thank you very much for sharing, Professor.
Thank you for having me on.
All the best. Bye-bye. Dedly Yarn there. Professor Jeremy Moss, he's a professor of political philosophy and talking about the research which has found, and he warns, of climate change impact on New South Wales mining industry's coal-led COVID-19 recovery. But that's across the nation, as what I feel. Mining across the country in regard to the increase of greenhouse gas emissions. And as Professor Jeremy pointed out, that's by levels greater than the combined 2018 emissions of Germany, France and the United Kingdom. So, you know, go figure. There it is, you know, for the amount of employment that they provide, mining companies, to the amount of work that they're doing in regard to increasing greenhouse gas emission, it doesn't weigh up. I mean, look at the figures. That's what they look at, don't they? Well, check the figures out. If it don't weigh up, then we need to probably cut with the coal mining. But give us your thoughts here on your daily program. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. 20 minutes left on the program. Let's go to Boomerang with George Ramobu.
Question where you've been since the wet season. Good friends, will it work again? Oh! Is my love boomerang? Is my love boomerang? Why did you go? Leave her all alone. Someone's in your place. Now it's just a race.
Yeah, Two Deadly Boomerang, George Warambu here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416. Gave the results from the weekend of the NRL and just let you know about the table and where it sits at the moment. Four games to go before the final starts. Panthers are leading way on 29 points, and second coming after them is the Melbourne Storms on 26 points, and you've got the Eels on 24 points. Two teams sharing 22 points. That's Roosters and Raiders, and at 20 you have the Rabbitohs, 19 at for the Newcastle Knights, and 18 is Sharks, and that's the top eight. And just underneath the Sharks on 9 position is 14 points Warriors and Dragons at 12, as well as West Tigers at 12 and Sea Eagles at 12, and those guys on that 12 points, you could kiss their season goodbye. That's the Dragons, Tigers and Manly Moringa, and then below them we have the Titans on 10, Cowboys on 6, Broncos on 6, and Bulldogs on 4. And both Broncos and Bulldogs are fighting to get rid of the wooden spoon, which is in the pot with Bulldogs at the moment. So that's where it sits for the NRL. And they got games coming up this weekend. And I'll just let you know what those games are. On Thursday night, we've got the Broncos up against the Panthers. And we've got the Newcastle up against Sharks. We have Melbourne Storms up against Rabbitohs. The Titans up against the Bulldogs. The Manly Sea Eagles up against West Tigers. Canberra Raiders play against Roosters with SBW back on the field for the Roosters, Sonny Bill Williams. It should be a good match to watch, having that brother back. And then we have the Newcastle, Warriors up against the Eels, and Cowboys up against St. George. And that's how it sits for the next fixture, next weekend's fixture for the NRL. Looking at the results with the AFL, the Essendon's come from behind a win over the Hawks, 87 points to 31, 71 that is. And the West Coast Eagles lost against Richmond Tigers, 88 points to 61. The Cats got up against the Bulldogs, 72 points to 61. And the Port Adelaide, they defeated the Swans, 73 points to 47. Cricket scores there. GWS Giants, they defeated the Fremantle Dockers at 91-53. And then you have a win there with Melbourne Demons against St Kilda, 52 points to 49. Low scoring affair there. And Collingwood defeated Carlton, 72 points to 48. And also the Suns defeated the North Kangaroos, Melbourne, 91-28. And the bye was the Adelaide Crows and Lions had a bye. And looking at the ladder and how it sits there for the AFL, you've got Port Adelaide leading away on 44 points. And sharing 40 points is Geelong Cats and Brisbane Lions. 38 points is Richmond. The West Coast Eagles on 36 points. Collingwood on 34 points. St Kilda on 32. And Melbourne Demons on 28. And you got they're the top eight. And just outside the eight, you got DWS on 28 as well as Western Bulldogs, both on 28 and still got a chance of making through to the top eight. Essendon Bombers on 26, Carlton 24, Gold Coast 22, Fremantle 20, Hawthorn at 16 points, sharing with Sydney Swans at 16, North Melbourne at 12, Adelaide Crows yet to get points. They're nil at this point in time. Sorry, Adelaide Crows, but that's how it sits at the moment. Have your say, Yarnum Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Nation and our home. This is the country we come from. This is the culture our spirits gave. This is the land of the boomerang. Yeah. progress in this place. There will be hope throughout the land. There will be peace and harmony. There will be time for a better life.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Mother, that's not me. And